All you people want is more, 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 more!
Gimme, gimme!
More!
Howdy, howdy, everybody. Friday. It's Friday for us. I don't know when you're hearing this, but hey, it's Friday, and so we're kind of feeling it. And what I'm feeling is tired.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
This is, hey, we love the extra content, but it's we're doing a whole show, and then we're doing another show. And we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. I have an idea on some of these stories. I've dragged them over the tabs on my Chrome browser over here. I've dragged them over if I like the headline. And we're going to do something called First Looks, First Thoughts.
First Looks, First Thoughts.
I've not proofread any of these. The headline attracted me to the story.
Okay.
What? I mean, it could be a hit. Or it could be a hit or a miss. I mean, I think we can make a conversation out of anything.
Oh, I know we can.
I mean, so
it may not be the conversation we planned
on.
But
hold on, here's the first one I dragged over. Is peanut butter a liquid? The TSA says yes, but the internet isn't sure.
I think it can be, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how if you let it sit for too long, it becomes like oily on
top? Especially in the heat, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how much heat do you have around your peanut butter? In the heat, where do you keep your peanut butter?
Well, I mean, if you have it sitting in the car or something.
Why do you have peanut butter sitting in the car?
It could fall out of your grocery bag.
Well, in the winter, I always have peanut butter in my car, remember? I always keep peanut butter in my car in case I get stuck
someplace. During the summer?
I don't have
peanut
butter.
You literally take it out for the winter?
I put it in my car for the winter.
And you take it out for the summer, I should say.
Usually. Now that I don't have my son and his friends with me.
But what if
so
you crash?
Much.
You're going to still need to eat, whether it's cold or hot outside.
Well, I'm usually not going to be stuck someplace in the summer. I think about the winter being stuck in wetter weather. Although this winter, we didn't really have weather. I mean, we had weather, but not bad weather.
See, because I know that Carmex in the little little tin circle will completely liquidize. Liquefy.
Liquidate.
Liquidize. Wow, is it Friday? And so peanut butter would pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah, if left to its own devices.
Okay, but this is not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like I said.
The headlines where that
first look, first thought. Let me do the story now that I haven't even looked at yet.
Totally ruined it.
It's been about 20 years since the TSA limited liquids to 3-ounce containers. And by the way, they're...
Are they still holding us to that?
If you do TSA pre-check, I don't think they give a damn. But you've already been vetted. Yeah. See, that's the thing about TSA pre-check and global pre-check is that you've already, you've proven that you're worthy of you're not doing bad things.
I don't travel without that.
Oh, you have TSA pre-check?
Yeah.
Oh. When was the last time you flew anywhere?
It's been, when did we fly? Ooh,
5-7 years ago?
Yeah.
Oof, long time. So TSA limited to 3-ounce containers, and they had to be in a clear bag. I've been in a lot of airports. I don't see anybody put the clear bag.
My husband and son did last year.
All right.
Yeah, and they flew to California. That. Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I ever flew, I did that.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably right in the heat of all this TSA, since the terrorist attack, and we were locked down on TSA, they were really shoes off, belt off. I don't have to do any of that anymore.
Well, they didn't know any different, so they just still did it. Last year, they thought, saved themselves the trouble.
So the definition of liquid can be complicated for the TSA, and someone on Twitter said they got stopped for having peanut butter because liquids, gels, and aerosols are limited, and they asked the agent, so which of those is peanut butter? It started to go viral, so the TSA put out their own message on social media saying, you may not be nuts about it, but TSA considers your PB a liquid. A liquid has no definite shape, and it takes the shape of its container. It's not a new policy. It's just happened to go viral right now. Peanut butter falls under the same, quote, liquid classification as toothpaste, moisturizers and creams, mascara, jams, jellies, all of those things, including peanut butter, are allowed, but only 3 ounces of less. 3 ounces or less. Where can you get 3 ounces of peanut butter?
You have to take it from what it is and put it into another container.
Can you? How do you account for peanut butter inside peanut butter crackers?
Good question.
Am I concealing a dangerous liquid when I have peanut butter crackers
probably
in my carry-on?
Probably so.
I don't want it to be more lax because the more lax we get at TSA,
that's when we get
but
in trouble.
There are ways around it. You know, the hassle of taking off your shoes now. When I flew back from Germany, they were more strict in Germany than they were in America.
They're always more strict in other countries than we are.
You see, when the TSA was really implemented after 2001, and we really were locked down, We were strict as can be, more strict than foreign countries. Now the weirdest thing about that is we get the terrorist attacks here. I mean, the biggest terrorist attack of all time was here.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so name a terrorist attack in Germany, where I flew out of the Munich airport, and they made me take my. I had 5 cameras with me. Mm-hmm. Which I had in my backpack, and they came through TSA in America, no problem.
Which would seem a little suspect. It seems.
The guy goes, "How many cameras do you have?" And then I said, 5. He goes, "And which one of them is like the really old one?" I said, "The one that shows up like is all metal." Mm-hmm. He goes, "Yeah, I can see that." And he just let it go through. Hmm. They could see it. And I don't know if you've noticed or not. And just by the time I came back from Knoxville, from Germany to Knoxville, they had already changed the new TSA tubes of discovery, the X-ray tubes.
Tubes of discovery.
Yeah, they had completely brand new ones, like they had just implemented in like a week while I was gone. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to go through them a second time, but next time I go through. And they had those where my airport was, where I landed in somewhere. I landed in America somewhere. I have no idea where we're.
America.
I know. But the TSA in Germany was like lockdown. I had to take out every single camera, which I didn't know I had to do. I had to take out my my iPad device. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to do that in America. So they don't really have TSA pre-check. They have global pre-check. But that's only when you come in do you get the benefits of that. There was like no special line in Germany for, your TSA pre-check or your global pre-check. There was no special place for that. So I didn't have the opportunity to know that, hey, I need to take all this stuff. And that was a damn yard sale. I mean, people, I hate that because I was that guy. And I never want to be that guy at the airport.
Yet here you were.
This is why I go to TSA PreCheck, so I don't have to do this stuff. And I don't want to be the reason for anybody else having to be held up at all.
But sometimes you end up being that person.
So I ended up being like Kim on the plane that day when she got pulled off and then put back on and pulled
out.
Sorry, people. I didn't mean to hold up the line here at TSA. I've got all these cameras that they need to see, of course, you know.
I wish your wife had gotten video.
You know, I didn't do that, right?
Oh, but I still wish she'd gotten pictures and video of this happening.
Of me yard sailing.
Of your stuff just spread out like a yard sale.
It was terrible. I was so embarrassed.
Where was she when I needed her?
She's never there for you when you need her, Kim.
Oh, she's there enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's your little birdie. She sends you plenty of shit. Don't worry about it. All right, I opened this for the first time. This is First Look, First Thoughts on fruit roll-ups. Had to tell people not to eat the plastic wrap.
Well, now remember, earlier this week, my son cooked a pizza with cardboard underneath it because I didn't specifically say remove the cardboard.
No, but the instructions do.
Well, but he doesn't read the instructions because everybody knows how to make a pizza.
But does he not understand the word flammable? He doesn't understand flammable on the oven.
He's almost set our house on fire several times. So it makes sense to me that people would have to say remove the plastic.
Ho-de-do-ho. Because it wasn't just your son that almost lit the house on fire. Who put butter into a pan on the flame and then walked away from it to the point where the house smoked over with burning butter?
First of all, there was no flame. And secondly, I just stepped away for a second to open a can. Then I cut my finger on
the butter
can.
Would have caught fire if it had splattered on the coil.
Well,
like, just like
it splattered
on
me instead, and I had like first, second, third degree burns all over. I still have scars from those, by the way.
You did not have first, second, and third degree burns.
I still have scars from those.
You certainly didn't have, do you understand the level of first, second, and third
degree? I don't. That's the reason I said first, second, and third degree burns, because I still have scars, and it was awful.
No, don't do that to people that actually have had.
I had Thanksgiving dinner with gauze and wrappings on me.
Back to the fruit roll-ups. Had to tell people not to eat the plastic wrap. And that's funny, because I was going to reference, and maybe we'll save this for Monday, I was going to reference your son concerning that pizza on the cardboard he didn't take out before he put it in the oven and burned it up. 90% of parents are upset or don't think. Where's this damn thing? I need to find it. 90% of parents say their teens lack the skills to do household chores. And I was going to equate it to your son. He left the cardboard underneath of the pizza on purpose because he doesn't want to have to cook another pizza in the future.
No.
You'll do it for him. And this is why 90% of parents say their teens lack the skills to do household chores, because you didn't let them do household chores. You did everything for them.
He does chores. No, that's not true.
Not you. I'm talking about parents generally.
Okay.
We stopped letting our kids do things. Oh, I'll do it.
Oh,
Mom,
I'll
you'll
fight
do it.
That one.
We'll talk about that Monday in the bonus content.
Although I do some things out of love. quote, as he'll tell us. We'll talk about that.
You're a sucker.
We can talk
it.
Out of that.
You're
yeah,
a sucker.
Some things I am.
And he knows it. So fruit roll-ups had to tell people not to eat the plastic wrap. Here's the first time we're hearing this
story. Well, you know, they are clear. The wrap on it. When we had the ones with the tattoo, the tongue tattoos, when we ate the ice cream and the fruit roll-ups, remember, it is the clear wrap. And you have to take it. If you don't look and if you don't know it's there, you don't know it's there.
So fruit roll-ups is effectively telling you not to eat the clear wrap.
Well, I know the wrap's there. But it is clear because you take off the aluminum foil-like wrap, you know, the foil-like wrap that's color. And then you, if you didn't know that it has the clear wrap around the fruit roll-up, you wouldn't know.
Wouldn't you know that
there.
In your first bite?
You would think so when it's not chewable.
Who doesn't know how to pull the plastic off of a freaking fruit roll-up?
If you don't know it's there, I guess you would think it's just
shiny.
Chewier than it is.
Oh, God.
But the fruit roll-up itself is kind of shiny.
But it's certainly not shiny like cellophane or plastic wrap or whatever it is.
It kind of is.
People are so effing stupid. People have been posting different ways they're eating. We did an experiment putting ice cream into a fruit roll-up, rolling it up, and it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, it's wonderful. I think I'm going to eat them this summer.
It was great.
It was good.
Here's the dumb part. The company had to post its own video this week telling people not to eat the plastic. If you haven't had one in a while, each roll-up has a thin sheet of plastic stuck to it. If you want to eat one frozen, you have to unroll the candy, pull the plastic off, roll it back up again, and then freeze it. Oh.
We didn't freeze it. We just unrolled it, put the ice cream in it, and that's what everybody's doing on TikTok. They're not freezing them.
But some TikToker, TikToker posted a video this week where it looked like she had just opened one up and ate the whole thing, plastic and all.
Well, then she's just stupid.
People made fun of her.
They should make fun of her.
She posted some follow-up videos claiming that ones she just got didn't have plastic. Some people think she got a defective box. Others think she's just lying to go viral, stage the whole thing, which I don't put that past anybody.
Yeah.
In any case.
Or she's just stupid.
It started a rumor. Who are you? Are you Mark Anthony?
Sorry.
I'm loving you right
some
now.
Some people are. We've decided, and we said here many times, that some people are just dumb.
Started a rumor that the plastic is edible. Now, there's edible. You know that fruit roll-ups are effectively edible underwear. Edible underwear is fruit roll-ups.
Nobody talks about that, but yes.
Okay, but someone at Fruit Roll-Ups had to post a video in response because they're not edible. She said Legal wanted her to clarify that you cannot eat the plastic. Then she took a bite of one, and you can clearly see there's plastic on hers. All the comments about how silly it is even had to tell people. That don't eat the plastic. I mean, no, this is fake. It's just fake. Nobody's really eating the plastic, and nobody is stupid enough, no matter how many times you say it, to eat the plastic on the back of a fruit roll-up.
Somebody's always stupid enough to do something, and if one person does it, they have to start writing it on the box, and they have to start saying things because one person has done it.
It says, to be fair, there are types of edible packing that now exists, edible packaging, so... I'm trying to see stickers on the fruit are edible. I don't see anything that says what edible packaging is there? What is packaged?
I don't know.
In edible packaging.
I'm trying to think of something that
condoms. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, now, interesting enough, we're doing a feature on stories we haven't even proofread yet, which of course is most of our day.
Yeah, really, it's not that different.
Why is that different than anything else? Oh, this looks good. Let's just go with it. No, then halfway through, we're like, oh, we should have read this first. My wife, just literally while we were talking, texted me, have you heard about this thing? Eye drops are causing people to have their eyeballs removed?
Ooh, I have really? Not heard of that.
What?
No, I haven't. I said, oh gosh, I've never heard of that.
Eye drop recall, 2 more deaths and 4 people have had their eyeballs removed.
Do you use eye drops that
Not
often?
At all. Although there was a hack on TikTok a few weeks ago that, of course, made you think, oh, I wanted to use eye drops just because of the hack. So when you're putting in eye drops, do you have to literally hold your eyes open? And then are you good enough
no.
to do it?
So you
hold
sometimes.
I have to hold my eyes
did
open.
Did you notice I had to lean back to see how I really did right, it?
So you're good. So, but see, if I see the drip coming, I blink.
Do you really?
Okay, but I rarely
But
use
I hold
eye
it close enough. I don't touch the eye, but I can. Oh. No. Oh. Well, you're weird with your eyes anyway. I shouldn't say
so
weird.
So I don't use eye drops, but. The hack now is you put your head back, you put the drops into the well, you close your eye.
Yeah.
You put the drops into the well of your eye right there.
In the corner there?
In the corner, like in the corner, and then you just open your eye.
And it falls in?
And it doesn't fall in, it just drains in.
Okay.
Is that the greatest hack?
That's great. I've never tried it.
Unless, of course,
I could try it.
You have bacteria-infected eye drops.
Okay.
Which then melts your eyeball straight out of your head.
Well, you know, there's supposed to be a lot of things that easily infect.
Well, this is a real thing.
The eye drops. These I've always heard that, because if you touch the end of the eye drop things, or if you leave them open too long, or, you know,
well,
all those
things. That's
all
crap compared to what
this is.
I've
always heard that.
U.S. officials are reporting 2 more deaths and additional cases of vision loss linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria. Here we are into the drug-resistant stuff. Don't we have a fungus out right now?
There is. The CDC is warning us about it.
Don't believe a word the CDC says.
Well, okay.
Okay?
I know, because
the CDC has recanted everything they said about COVID.
I know, but the CDC is still a viable organization that
So I just said discount everything the CDC says. You say it's a viable organization.
But they are, because, I mean, for all these
They're
years.
They're not a viable organization.
No, they are.
They're a political organization.
Okay, I know your thoughts on this, but the CDC is still a real thing that we have to give some credence to for health things.
So you really don't pay much attention to the news, do you?
I do. But
talk to your husband. He has thoughts that...
My husband talk to each other. We still have to pay some credence to things.
Why
for
would
our
I talk
health?
To somebody who knows the same facts I do about
Well, you all talk to
we need
each
to,
other.
See, we need to tag team you.
Oh.
Well, hang on.
No.
I didn't mean that. I meant on news.
Let's not do
news
that.
News that you don't pay attention
I
to.
I do pay attention, but then we then also have to pay attention. We have to be open to things here.
Yeah, open to the truth. You don't want to be open to the truth?
I am open to all things. We have to pay attention to things that we have to pay attention to. We have to be open to what is out there. And there's two sides to every story.
Yeah,
so
there's
we
the
have
truth
to be
and there's
open.
The
but
lie.
There is a fungus that's out there that we need to be paying
but
attention to.
But back to the eye drops, making your eyeballs roll down your cheek.
The only time I use eye drops is during allergy season when I have itchy, scratchy eyes.
Yeah, and I use them a lot, actually, since I actually wear contacts.
Oh, so yeah. God. Contacts!
He's weird about
his eyes. How do
you
touch your eyeballs?
Yeah.
How do you touch your... Oh, my God.
You just get used to it after a while.
Oh, here comes that CDC again. The CDC said 4 people have undergone surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections caused by this outbreak. Particularly worrisome because the bacteria driving it is resistant to standard antibiotics.
Now, does this go back to what you're saying that we're not... that we're too clean and we're too...
I don't know. I mean, we are too clean. I don't know, because they said that we're creating a super germ.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. CDC has identified 16 cases, California, New York, Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania. Some of those are crappy states, so it's okay.
Let them suffer.
Let California have everything.
No, that's not true. We don't want that.
California is a horrible place. I know it was the birthplace of your son.
That's right.
It's still a horrible place. The only good thing to come out of, let's say this. How about this? The only good thing to come out of California...
Was my son.
Is the In-N-Out Burger.
My son.
2 more cases, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so just now eye drops on top of everything else. Eye drops.
Now, does it have a brand on there? Or?
Yeah, eye drops.
So just eye drops in general?
I don't know. I'm looking here. I told you this is first look, first thoughts. I'm literally opening the story that my wife texted me while we were doing this podcast. I don't see any brand names. How about you grab that internet by the horns, you wrangle some information out of it there, Ricky Research.
There we go.
Is there a brand? Which brand eye drops are being recalled by the government? The government. Oh, it's on the list of people. Californians.
Big people.
Michiganders.
It's more than 10 different brands, actually.
Okay, like? Well, hello?
I don't have the brands yet.
Come on, Ricky Research. You're doing it. Come on.
Esri Care, Artificial Tears, Lubricant Eye Drops.
Ooh, Artificial Tears. That's a real one. I've never heard of the other ones.
Some Pharma, Artificial Tears, Lubricant Eye Drops were recalled. This was 4 days ago.
Okay. Jeez. Wow. Well, be careful with your eye drops. Just get over whatever you got. How about that? Just you got dry, itchy eyes, blink. That'll make you feel better.
Close your eyes.
Don't use the TikTok hack on how to, you know, pour it into the eye.
Keep your eyes closed.
You know, little.
And it's the brand I use.
Oh, you find the brand you use on there?
Yeah, yeah. Zaditor.
Zaditor?
Yep.
Sounds like a monster.
Sounds like what Zaddy uses.
A Zaddy would use Zaditor. If you're a good-looking older man that young women crave, use Zaditor for your dry, itchy eyes. You may not be able to see those women ever again because it melts your eyeballs down your face.
Zatator.
All right, we're going to be chintzy. It's not going to be a full half hour because, you know, it's Friday in our world. And
we're part-time in it.
We're only doing 20 minutes of bonus content. I hope you'll be able to get through your entire day. Thanks for listening. Here comes the rest of the Mark and Kim Show.
Hey, Owl Nation. This is Coach Kiffin. What an exciting time. We need some of the best fans in America. So please join us for this exciting season to come watch the Owls have a great year and a championship run starting with you. Go Owls. Go Owls. Go Owls.
Go Owls. Go Owls. Go Owls. This is Coach Kiffin. Coach Kiffin.
Coach Kiffin. This is Coach Kiffin.
Go Owls.
Code Coach Kiffin.
Kiffin. Kiffin.
What an exciting time. Go Owls.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Get up. I'm sorry, Florida Atlantic.
We all remember that.
I'm not worried about Coach Kiffin. I'm worried about the team called Florida Atlantic. Coach Kiffin doesn't coach Florida Atlantic anymore.
No.
He's not inspired by the Go Owls and is very tepid. I guess, what is that, a recruiting speech or something? And
she looks so bored during that, too.
Come on out and buy a season ticket or Go Owls.
Go Owls.
I think he was excited last night when the Owls of Florida Atlantic University beat the University of Tennessee Volunteers in the NCAA Basketball Sweet 16. Once again, Coach Barnes is out of the tournament. I know he got injuries, blah, blah, blah. So I'm serious because I didn't see second one of this game. I'm assuming one of the two of you saw some of it. I'm guessing it's not you, Kimberly Renee.
No, my son came busting into my room, though.
What time?
Said,
what time?
Oh, I don't even know. He woke me
up. Why does he wake you up? Does he not understand your job's important? Does he not understand that?
He does. I went
such
right back
a punk
to sleep.
18-year-old man. A man. Coming into your bedroom and
he was so outdone.
Did you watch it all?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch it either. I was in bed.
I was in bed. But he comes busting in and goes, Tennessee lost because they didn't want to win. And then he goes storming back out.
Wow.
And I'm like,
okay, so. Okay.
So I knew they lost.
So anybody who saw the game and has to be up this early, I could use some commentary. It's 865-656-7827. If you want to drop a note in our text about it, if you want to call the show to give us an update. I didn't see second one. I just looked at the final score this morning. I'm like, did we score less than 50 points?
Apparently.
Did we score less than 50 points?
It was 55-62.
So we scored 55. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, almost less than 50 right. Then.
Did Coach Barnes tell the players about the Kiffin factor?
I don't know.
You know the Kiffin factor.
Don't they know the Kiffin factor?
I do not
though?
Know the Kiffin factor.
Kiffin factor is the fact that he has trolled the University of Tennessee since the day he left. Yeah. All right, he went to USC. That didn't work out. I don't know. Did he go straight to Florida Atlantic? I don't know. Where was the Raiders in that mix? Somewhere. Look, but the entire time, and it's like a love-hate relationship with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Because you know you hate to admit it, but he's a damn good coach. You know, if anybody have been offered the job of their lifetime at their alma mater where they grew up, you know damn well you're going to take it. So people hate on him for taking the job, and we'll get into it more coming up. I just want to know what happened, so feel free to text us or call us. What happened in this game last night? It is the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1. Coach Kiffin. Not there
damn
anymore.
Coach Kiffin.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't coach
the
basketball team.
He doesn't coach the basketball team at all.
But we're going to blame him.
Well, it hit 80 degrees today. 80 degrees, breezy, warm. Storms are coming, but that's tomorrow morning. Morning storms in the morning. Tomorrow, 75 and then 72 on. Yeah. Oh, I keep dancing with my eyes closed. It's how the University of Tennessee basketball team played last night. Was it a sure thing? Was it a sure thing that Tennessee was going to beat Florida Atlantic University last night? No, the only sure thing is the Miguel song. We'll get into more of the catastrophe that was the second half last night as we're out of March Madness.
Respect you like a lover. Respect you like a lover.
Well, it looks like Coach Barnes will have some time to do a little axe throwing, and you can do it for half price. I know they pay him well, but everybody likes a deal. Half price deal today. Hop on star1021fm.com. That's our website, now locally available on computers. This Tuesday, March 28th, 3 p.m., pick up a pair of one-hour throwing passes at Kraft Axe Throwing. It's only $23. Yeah, so I mentioned just a second ago, it's Star 102.1 Mark and Kim show, where we're sitting back and kind of, I don't know, kind of wondering about how you lose to Florida Atlantic University. I think they had a record of like 35 wins. I think they were like, in whatever conference FAU is in, they had 35 wins for the season, which is remarkable.
It's but we won to Duke, so it makes sense that
we won to Duke.
We beat Duke,
okay.
So it makes sense that we would lose to Florida Atlantic. That's how we do.
So Lori from Maryville is
he
going.
He discounted that, but that's what we do.
I mean, I agree with you.
Oh, okay, because you went. I thought, well, that's what we do.
No, I mean,
we have
how do
we,
I'm rolling
that.
My eyes at how do we lose to Florida Atlantic?
Because
after
that's
beating
how we
Duke.
Do. Because that's how we do.
Yeah, which sucks, and I just don't understand it. Lori's going on 4 hours of sleep today because she chose to stay up and watch the game. First half good, second half sucked. And that seems to be the consensus for people that are texting into the show about this. First half played well. Second half was a train wreck. You know, it's so funny because that's really the season. That's really the season. We started off strong and then we faded the end. Is that a lack of stamina? I know we had injuries. I know we had the rest of it. And someone else texted, what is this Kiffin factor you speak of? The Kiffin factor is that when we are playing, I don't care what sport we are playing, if we are playing against a school that Lane Kiffin has been involved in any way, shape, or form, that would be Alabama, FAU, Ole Miss, where he's currently the coach, USC. I mean, we don't play the Raiders.
No.
You know, I don't know who else he's coached for, but where did he come from? He took the job here from the Raiders. He had been the Raiders coach, I guess, in the NFL.
Yeah.
You sit. Coach Barnes says, "Look, he's got to say, look, this is the Lane Kiffin Bowl. All right, whatever game we're playing is a Lane Kiffin Bowl because if he's ever affiliated, he's going to come after us. Have we checked his Twitter yet this morning?
I have not.
Just check Lane Kiffin's Twitter.
Probably just says, go Owls. That's all he'd have to say. That's all he'd have to say.
You're probably very right on that. And I put a unfortunate dream sequence together.
Go out.
It's a nightmare.
Coach Kiffin. This is Coach Kiffin.
Coach Kiffin.
What an exciting time.
That was an exciting time. Any last thoughts, Coach?
Go out.
So, I mean, what do we do now? I mean, truly, I mean, is this what we can expect every freaking year?
Seems to be.
We were ranked number one for a little while. I mean, how many teams this year were ranked number one, even for the smallest amount of time? Five? Three? So at least.
Well, it's always a small number.
Let's say it's eight. Well, those are the eight teams that should make it to the final eight. You know, it should be in the Elite Eight. If you've ever been number one in the season, getting to the Elite Eight shouldn't be a problem, especially when you got to play a FAU.
And yet somehow it is.
The FAU dropped the A and said, yeah, Tennessee, we're dropping the A. F you, buddy. Let's see here. Other people are just like, oh, Lord, what's going on with that? So, okay, it is what it is. He's not going to be out. The coach is not going to be out. But
not until he decides to be.
Yeah, he'll pick his exit ramp at some point. Oh, my God. All right, 6:13, Mark and Kim show. So are we cleansed now? Is it out of our system? All right, no more fever dreams of Lane Kiffin screaming, go out. People be losing their minds over the news that's breaking out and kind of hit the forefront yesterday concerning the Cumberland Avenue Strip. The Strip was in the news yesterday. It's the Mark and Kim show on Star 102.1, and we'll remind you why everything's going away on the Strip next on Star 102.1. Here's Kim. The University of Tennessee all over this radio show this morning on Star 102.1. It's Knoxville's number one hit music station as we lost to FAU last night in the Sweet 16 to not move on to the Elite Eight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Discuss that and the nightmare, the fever dream that is Lane Kiffin. Go Owls, because of course it's the old Florida Atlantic University. Go Owls, it beat us last night. Someone I want to identify, but they haven't put their name into our text yet, so I just have a phone number, said that they played, oh, Morgan. Morgan writes, they played UT last night, first half played well, second half was a train wreck, looked like a deer in the headlights of a car driven by a Hansard.
Oh, thanks. We all know how dangerous that can be.
That's right. All right. And speaking of Tennessee, so people are losing their minds because Copper Cellar's closing.
Mm-hmm.
University of Liquors is already torn down. I guess the building that was the Tin Roof Cafe and 1.0 Charlie's when I got here 22 years ago, that first season, we had Friday night pep rally parties at that building that was O'Charlie's. It's kind of a big, wide open, on the strip, party central kind of place. The entire strip, when I got here 22 years ago, and for years and years before that, based on everything I've heard from you everything else, on Friday nights, not just the campus would converge on the strip, but everybody from outside of town would come downtown.
That was the place.
All right. Admit it. You've stopped going.
A lot of people did, for
whatever reason, over the last 10 to 15 years, you've stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? This is why that facility that was O'Charlie's, it became Tin Roof, that was right next to University Liquors, it was abandoned for at least 10 years.
It was.
Nothing was in there, and there's nothing truly going on in the strip. So now it's all being torn down and has been purchased by somebody, a land developer.
But Copper Cellar was still visited. People still went to Copper Cellar. People still went to Copper Cellar for the brunch. People still went to Copper Cellar for celebrations. People still went to Copper Cellar for special dinners.
If it was that good of a restaurant for the Chase family to still own.
People still went.
Listen to me. The deal to take the money to then develop it into some housing for students was enough. He couldn't say, no, my restaurant's too successful. I can't move. I can't leave.
It could still be successful and still be a better deal for the
done,
campus.
It's done. It's over. There will be no Copper Cellar on the strip. And people stopped going to the strip 10 years ago. I mean, it's the truth.
There's been a lot of outside things, too, though. I mean, the strip has been a mess. I mean,
Whatever reason people aren't going to the strip, they're not going to the strip.
Now, I'll give you that. I'll give you it's been hard to go to the strip.
Yeah, like with the construction and everything else.
Yeah, because they're building.
It has been hard.
But we have literally run out of space on campus for housing.
And I understand we need the housing. And so the Chase family is helping a big help for housing on campus. We need housing on campus.
What are they doing with housing on campus?
Well, by selling Copper Cellar.
They took a deal they couldn't walk away from.
But that's okay,
Millions upon millions of dollars for that property.
But let's be honest, too. Yes, it's a good deal for them, too. But it is helping for housing on campus. But it's a very big loss
Considered off-campus housing. Cumberland Avenue, I think, because as you well know, without any housing available on campus, these poor students and their families have to pay exorbitant amount in rent.
I know.
Families are even, they can't even do the thing they used to do, like buy a little condo and try to, you know, and just have that rented for 4 years or whatever and then sell it afterwards. They can't even do that because the price is being so crazy.
And people are camping out like we used to do for concert tickets to get places to rent.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So hopefully that will alleviate the issue. But you know,
but it's very sad
just
to see Copper Cellar go. It really is.
I understand that. And I'll bet you there'll be another Copper Cellar somewhere else.
But it's sad to see that one go. It's sad to see that one go.
But remember this, like when I talk about the food hall downtown that you stop going to and it's going under. If you don't go.
But that wasn't Copper Cellar that we've gone to for years.
I understand that. You understand what I'm saying, though. If you don't go. When you stop going to Regus, guess what happened to Regus?
I know.
It went out of business. So guess what? If you don't go, they don't stay open. If you want to go. Now, are food prices crazy? Absolutely. Is inflation sucking? Absolutely. But if you don't go, they can't stay open. All right. We're done. 60. Start with a 2.1 special. That's brand new from Lizzo and SZA. It is the Mark and Kim Show. New man, Tyler Gann. 80 degrees today, 75 tomorrow. Rain chances today at 20%. Rain chances tomorrow at about 60 to 80%. Text us anytime, 865-656-7827. And we'll be playing her versus him, Mark versus Kim, 725. This morning, the game is The List. And we have more of those duck, goose consignment sale wristbands. Taylor Swift, you heard of her, right?
A few times.
Yeah, she's on Starwater 2.1. Now, she started...
Got some spoilers here, actually.
Yeah, how dare I? she has crossed over. She was a country artist first. She's a pop artist now.
Yeah.
Knoxville's own Kelsea Ballerini is wanting to do the same thing. I don't know if she wants to leave country and cross over completely to pop, because Taylor Swift is completely crossed over.
Oh, she had the whole transformation thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. There's no country songs for Taylor Swift any longer. And she is the voice of her generation. There's no doubt. She's the voice of many generations.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor, who's, I'd say, of our generation, is probably the biggest Taylor Swift fan I've ever encountered. And now Miley Cyrus crossing over from pop to country.
No.
Listen.
So girl, if you both by the bed, we ain't leaving this home.
I mean, I'm not really into country music, but I mean, I don't mind that. I mean,
someone needs let it go.
All right, so that's Miley Cyrus.
Okay, now I could see her doing something with her godmother Dolly or something, but yeah, I can't see her like permanently crossing over to country.
Now, didn't she do a country movie for Disney or something at one point?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I believe it was called The Last Song.
So that was Miley Cyrus.
No.
It actually wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
People, if you're a country fan, you said, boy, that song sounds familiar. You want to know why that song sounds familiar? Here's Miley again. Here's Miley.
So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't leaving this home.
Why does that sound familiar to you if you're a big country fan, especially a country fan of, oh, I don't know, local artists?
So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't.
If you pitch Morgan Wallen up by 1.5%.
That is crazy.
You get Miley Cyrus singing.
Really?
This is.
Oh, somebody, I want to do a song with Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, really?
I love her voice, man.
Yeah.
She has an insane voice. And I just, you know, she kind of just don't care either. And I like that.
Yeah.
She kind of just don't care.
This is not Miley Cyrus.
That's Morgan Wallen.
Wow. This is Morgan Wallen pitched up. And it sounds just like Miley. Is that sick?
It really does.
Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
Has Morgan Wallen and Miley Cyrus ever been photographed together? Is this his little way of saying, I want to work with Miley Cyrus?
Because I am Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I am Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my word.
Now, when he was sweet little server at Red Robin.
When he said Mr. Mark and Miss Kim.
Well, we weren't there together, but.
No, but I mean, when he did Dancing with the Knoxville Stars.
Yes, Mr. Mark.
Yes.
My name is Morgan Wallen.
He was precious.
He was precious.
He was.
Well, he was already on The Voice by the time he approached me at the Red Robin and approached us at the, we had him on the Dancing with the Knoxville Stars event. He sang at the Knoxville Stars event, not Dancing with the Knoxville Stars event. So, yeah, that's Miley Cyrus is not crossing over. Kelsey Ballerini may be crossing over. We'll see, but is that not hysterical?
Oh, my word.
That sounds really good, too, though.
I mean, if Miley wanted to do country,
she could do country.
She probably has the voice for it, but,
have a great year and a championship run starting with you. Go Owls. Go Owls. Go Owls.
Go Owls. Go Owls.
Go Owls. Go Owls. This is Coach Kiffin. Coach Kiffin.
Coach Kiffin. This is Coach Kiffin.
Go Owls.
Code Coach Kiffin.
Kiffin. Kiffin.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time.
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 Go Owls.
That's why you keep banging to the wall, Ed. It's Dancing with His Eyes Closed. Ed Sheeran's brand new latest world premiere right here on Star 102.1. Coming up next, we're going to talk about mom shaming. I'm going to let you listen in to the audio clip of Katy Perry, quote, mom shaming somebody on American Idol. She's 25 years old and she's got 3 kids. Katy made a joke, and I think you'll have to determine. You can go ahead and text us if you've heard this, or you'll hear it coming up next. Is this woman a snowflake? Is she a little butt hurt, you know? We'll listen to the clip, and then we'll talk about your own mom shaming. Got great comments we'll share with you next. These are better than anything about the story with Katy Perry, I'll tell you that. We'll be back on Star 102.1. 7:09 on Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. Getting ready for Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. We'll solicit for that just in a second or two. I want you to listen to an audio clip from, it's a bit of American Idol, Katy Perry. She makes a remark, and then somehow, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why this woman is referencing Katy Perry laying on the table of the judges' table. So listen to that. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not watching the show anymore.
Does make sense.
And then she comes on, the young woman comes on her TikTok channel and starts talking about how bad she feels about what she was told. So here we go.
I'm 25 and I'm from California.
You cannot be 25.
I have three kids, so that's like...
Get away from here.
Okay, Katie?
Nope. If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
You know.
Okay, why would somebody pass out if Katie lays on the table?
Because Katie melts into the table. You know, when she melts into the table.
Oh, why didn't you say, really if Katy Perry lays on the table, I'm just going to die.
Because
why didn't she say that instead? I'm going to pass out.
Well, it means that she's, okay. Katie's really into something, or she's just, you know.
The way we overstate things anymore.
Well, and then, everybody
and then
does.
Ask if she, I'm just curious, listen to this now. Is she just butt hurt? Listen.
That wasn't super kind to have that on TV, and it was hurtful. I think that women supporting and uplifting other women is so cool, and I think that mom shaming is super lame, and I think that it's hard enough to be a mom, and it's hard enough to be a woman. Keep loving your babies. Nobody deserves to feel crappy about that.
Did you really feel crappy because Katy Perry pointed out that you have three kids by 25?
Okay, first of all, I think Katie was just, I don't think she thought about what she was saying, which maybe she should have. I think she just said, well, I think you've been laying down too much, you know, or laying on the table too much.
It's a joke.
Why
can't we joke anymore? Seriously.
Because we can't.
Why are people so butthurt anymore?
But I think...
That's a snowflake. I'm sorry.
I don't think she's being a snowflake, but I think she's standing up for, it's okay that I have three kids at 25.
Absolutely.
If that's my choice.
And so Katie made a joke about it. Get off your back.
And I love my kids, and I'm supporting them. And if you're 25 and have three kids, it's okay for you too. Just love your babies and everything's okay.
I don't think anybody says it's not okay to have three kids by 25. Maybe three kids by 19. You know? I mean, if you've got three kids by 19, yeah. Three kids by 25, I mean, my God, you've been, you know, you could have been married at 19. You could have easily three kids at 25. You could be married at 21 and have three kids
you
by 25.
You could be not married and have three kids at 25.
You know what I'm saying? Forgive me. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? So we got some great comments when we asked, have you been mom shamed? Amanda, taking my first kid to a haunted house after being begged for over a year, a lady in the lines in front of me was disgusted that you were taking a kid to a haunted house. Let's scare the kid. It's okay to scare the kid.
You love to scare kids.
Yes.
You love to scare adults.
Scaring is good for your heart.
And kids will beg and beg and beg and beg. And then they'll be terrified and scream and want to be taken out.
And that's right. And guess what? Guess what they'll never beg for again?
A haunted house. Yep.
That's right. Leanne, my son was 3 years old. He looked 5 or 6 and was still wearing diapers. I can't tell you how many times I got looks and questions on the playground about why he wasn't potty trained yet.
Do you remember me being aunt-shamed at the zoo because my niece was tall for her age?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said she wasn't speaking well for her age and like that at all? You did not just tell me that.
That's rude.
Oh.
I took my son to the bathroom, says Gabby, when he was little because he was making a scene in a restaurant. I was upset and stressed, and when I got finished fussing, someone said, some people shouldn't have kids outside of my stall and walked out of the bathroom. I cried for days. Tiffany, getting my daughter's cartilage in her ear pierced at 10, I was mom-shamed. The tattoo guy tried to make me look bad. However, his piercer said that they pierced children that young and had already agreed to do it. Tattoo guy made such a huge deal in front of my daughter, though, that we went somewhere else. This one's my favorite, and we'll get into more of your comments coming up at 7:45. Amanda, many, many things I've been mom shamed for. I'm a mom. I'm a mom of four. When they were little, I put three on leashes and one only had one leg, so really didn't worry about losing that one.
The way she states that.
But I had four under 5 at the time, so when I was by myself, I was mom shamed for leashing the younger three, but I kept them alive, not kidnapped or run over, and now they are 14, 12, 12, and 10. So I did something right, and hopefully they got a prosthetic leg for the one without a leg.
Good for you, Amanda. They're all alive.
We got some more of those mom shaming comments, and feel free to jump into the comments on our texting, 865-656-7827. Text us anything, and we'll try to get your mom shaming comment, or even dad shaming. I can't even remember a time I've been dad shamed. I really can't, truly, other than by my wife. But that's another story. hey, 656-STAR, 656-7827. Who wants to play her versus him? Mark versus Kim. We need two contestants, and they need to call that same number, 865-656-7827. We'll play the list today. And we've got VIP wristbands to Duck Duck Goose, the incredible consignment sale coming up Tuesday, the 28th. And you get in early. You get all the pick of the great clothes available for kids at Duck Duck Goose.
You do. Nobody gets me older.
nobody gets me, oh, no.
The only place for hit music.
When we come back on Star 102.1, it'll be her versus him, Mark versus Kim, Jessica versus Robert, playing the game known as the Lift. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim on Star 102.1 as we welcome two contestants, one named Jessica, one named Robert. Today, Jessica and Robert are playing the list for...
two VIP wristbands to shop early at Duck Duck Goose, Knoxville's largest children's consignment event, Spring and Summer Sale.
There you go.
Tuesday, March 28th at the Knoxville Expo Center on Clinton Highway.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
All right, Robert and I are leading the way. I see Kim about to hand me a list. I'll try to describe the words or phrases on that list to you, Robert. Pay attention, Jessica. If we miss one or skip one, you or many, you'll have a chance to steal some points at the end. And then same for you, Robert, when Jessica's playing. Any questions, either one of you, about how the game is played?
No.
Nope.
All right, Robert, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is when someone is old, you refer to them, you're no longer a, think of a season that we're in now. Sure. Think of a season we're in now. And
spring
the,
chicken.
Yes, very good. The opposite of fall back with our clocks is what?
Spring forward.
Very good. Not an egg, one of these, like a Chinese appetizer, but it's another one.
Spring that, roll.
Very good. You are in the season for making sure your house is spotless, so you have done your...
spring cleaning.
When like a magazine in your gun is low. Oh, I screwed that up. Sorry. Okay, this is a dance that happens in this season at school, and they call it
spring
this.
Fling.
This is bottled. It comes right from the earth, and you drink
spring
it.
Water.
Yes. This is what you say when this season has happened. It's kind of a little bit of a rhyme, and you say, "This season leapt forward and jumped up and I'm trying to describe the word that it is. It's a way
spring
we
forward spring leap pass.
Okay, we'll pass. This is like when you are jumping and you're gonna move into motion and there's multiple that Jess can steal. Jess, try to steal some.
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
There you
I was
go.
Trying to.
Spring has sprung. That's the one I was trying to describe there. Spring chicken, spring.
And you were dancing around, too. Okay. It was kind of cute to see him try
don't,
to.
Don't ever call me cute.
Spring into sprung.
Spring forward, spring roll. Spring cleaning, spring into action. Spring loaded. I was like, sorry. Spring into your step, spring fling, and spring water. How many did he get?
He got six.
All right, six. That's Jessica, you need seven to win. Robert, listen, you have a chance to steal, just like Jessica couldn't. Here we go. On your mark, Jessica, get set and go.
All right, this is like a medical this. Like if you don't go to the doctor, you go to a emergency.
Planet.
Yes. This is where you take a cloth and you put it out on the ground and you put out the food and you have a little...
picnic.
Yes. This is a... Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You are in a... you don't know what
planet.
To do? Yes, very good. This is very simple, very simple. It's the very simplest of things to do. It's very, if you always do the same thing, it's very, like women are called this if they do the same thing all the time. And it's you order your coffee the same way. You do this. Do you know? We'll move on. This is the very top floor of your house, and it's where you store things, and it's you shove things up in the...
attic.
Yes. This is out in the middle of everything. It's where you do things in front of everybody. It's very this. It's not in private. It is in
public.
Yes. This is what the COVID was. It was a this. It was where everybody
virus.
Yes, but it was a public it was we called it this. It was a this.
Pandemic.
Yes, very good. This is a
right now it is tied 6-6, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
There's chances for Robert to steal and win the game. Robert?
I can't. I don't
oh! Know. Which one could he have stolen? He could have stolen.
Basic.
Read the list.
Basic.
It's clinic.
Oh, okay.
Clinic, picnic, scenic, I skipped. Panic, stoic, I skipped. Basic is what we were worked on. Attic, pubic.
What?
I skipped.
Why'd you skip pubic?
Public and pandemic.
It's a word that ends with IC. All right. All right, Robert, call it heads or tails.
Tails.
And it is tails. Lose it right here, Jessica, or tie it. Jessica, heads or tails?
Heads.
And it's Tails!
Oh,
it's over! Well done, both of you. You both played really well. Thank Congratulations. You, Jessica, thank you for calling. Robert, we'll see you at Duck Duck Goose. Congratulations, Robert. Start with a 2.1. Nostril's number one hit music station. Mark and Kim show. More of mom shaming coming up next based on whether or not a woman was actually shamed for being a 25-year-old woman with three kids by Katy Perry on American Idol. We'll get into more of your comments coming up next. Right after Niall Horan's latest, it's called... Niall Horan's latest on Starwater 2.1 called Heaven, Mark and Kim show on Knoxville's number one hit music station. We put up a post about Katy Perry supposedly bomb-shaming somebody on American Idol, pointing out this woman had three kids by 25. Katy made a joke about being on her back too much. I wondered if she was a snowflake. Adrian from Athens writes, she's not only a snowflake, she's the whole damn blizzard.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just nobody can take a joke anymore. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I think Katy was just kidding.
And comedians are fighting back now more than ever. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're going to do our jokes, and if you don't like them, you know, you can be offended. It doesn't make it offensive.
Yeah.
So we're getting great comments coming on our Facebook page and also on our text.
Tori wrote on Facebook, co-sleeping, picking up my child whenever he wants to be picked up, responding to his every need.
Hold on. I didn't know you were going to do a list. Co-sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Mom shame for co-sleeping.
I would shame on that one.
Absolutely.
Because you can really injure the child.
Sorry, darling. Thank you for listening, but you could hurt the child in many ways.
But she says she also gets mom shame for picking up my child whenever he wants to be picked up, responding to his every need, and refusing to let him cry it out. The way I see it, they're only little wants, so don't come at me. One day they won't want these cuddles, and they won't want to be picked up. So
some people are going to come at you on that one. There's quite a few things in that text.
And she says they do.
And yeah, you have different parenting thoughts than, I would say, more people than not. Kara, she's got the great full name, Kara Grossbro.
That is a great name.
Unless it's bra, it's B-R-O-U-G-H, bro. Brof? Brouf? It was the 90s when I still smoked. We were on our way to church, and I had all the windows down. When I flicked my ash, it flew into the back window and hit my daughter's arm. So she told everyone at church that would listen that her mommy burned her with a cigarette. I'd imagine the church mom shaming is probably bad as it gets.
Oh, and if the child's going to tell on you, it's going to be at church, and it's going to be in the worst way possible. That's where my son told everybody we took away every single one of his toys. Every single one of
but
them.
But had you?
Well, we took away the ones that he hadn't picked up on the floor.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't every single one of them, but it was the ones he had not cleaned up.
He was going in to confess his sins about why he...
That's right. Mom and Dad took away all my toys.
Kelly writes, all the times, these are mom-shaming moments, all the times my babies didn't have socks on their feet during the cold months, indoors, the time my toddler decided to stand on the seat part of the cart, and another mom tried to act like she would never allow that because clearly I was cheering him on to do it.
Oh, of course.
All my, quote, Medicare patients, a.k.a. old ladies, telling me I should be at... I keep dancing with my... Eyes closed, brand new world premiere, Ed Sheeran, right here on Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Great new song from him. We'll, of course, wait 3 months to find out who wrote it. 80 degrees for the high today, 75 tomorrow. We'll see who files the first lawsuit on an Ed Sheeran song.
Are you guys rubberneckers or not?
You mean while driving?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on... Yeah, I saw one last night, and I just, you know, you looked at an accident.
Unfortunately, I think we all are, but we'll talk about that next.
On Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station, Lottery from Lotto, Mark and Kim show. 80 fun loving degrees today. Rain chances tomorrow, pretty good. 75 for the high. Rain in the morning and breaking up and clearing out Saturday into Sunday. Both days beautiful after the rain.
I'm a reformed rubbernecker.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Here's the deal.
You rubberneck while driving when there's not even an accident.
That's not true. That's not true.
I've been in the car with you. You pay attention to every other thing but the driving.
No. Here's the deal. I used to be a huge rubbernecker because I always worried about what's going on, okay? But here's the thing. I realized, and this backs it up, 43% of us slow down to rubberneck. That's why every tiny little fender bender causes a huge backup, okay? Mm-hmm. The least little thing causes a huge backup. We can be on I-40 out here, and things back up for days, and then you get past it and you're like, what was even the problem? And it's like one little thing, you know, that has moved on, but everybody's still backed up.
Well, people also have to slow down to videotape too for TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You got to get that on there.
Right.
So I made a deal with myself that I know something's going on, but I'll just pray for the people involved and move on. I don't look. I refuse to look.
Do you stop to pray?
No, I pray while I'm going.
No, wait, can you pray while driving? Is that a...
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to close your eyes or anything. I mean, you know. Right.
Hands,
I know it's
hands
like,
off the steering wheel, hands
I know
together.
It's like close your eyes and bow your head and all that stuff, but you don't have to, okay?
Okay.
So I pray for those involved.
And you don't look?
No.
You don't look?
But like if somebody's with me, I'll say, now you can look if you want to, but here's the thing. When my son is with me, which is rare now, but when he is with me, he'll look. And he'll look and see and, you know, and then he'll go,
while
Mom,
he's
oh my gosh, you got to see this.
Or while you're
no,
driving.
No, while I'm driving. And he'll say, Mom, you got to see this. There's three cars and one of them's upside down and blah, blah, blah. And he'll start telling me. And then, of course, I want to look. But I try not to. But then you start
wants you to be more distracted while driving?
Yeah.
He's complained as much as your husband has.
Yeah, I know. They all think I'm horrible.
There's no thinking about it. You're not a good driver.
But what is it about us wanting to see the misfortune of others?
Curiosity.
I mean, it really is awesome.
It may not be the misfortune of others. It might just be it's a wreck and you want to see what it is. I mean, I don't think it's because, let me see how bad it is for those people. It's just like, it's just anything. You look at a car accident. You stand and watch a fight happening. It's something out of the ordinary. You're going to look at something out of the ordinary. Even something as simple as roadkill in the road, it's an anomaly. Your eyes catch it, and you don't want to. I don't want to see it, and I look away from it. But your eyes are attracted to it. It's just why the pretty flowers get the birds and the bees. I mean,
because
it's an attractive thing. It means it attracts.
I'll even try to move away from the side of where the accident is now, so I don't look.
Okay,
I mean,
do. Hold on. What now?
I'll even try to move away from where the accident is.
You mean on the other side of the road?
Look. Yeah. So I try not to
Why don't
to
you
look.
Stay in the lane you're driving in? Keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your eyes forward.
And I do try that.
And don't
that.
Make any evasive actions.
I do try that.
You just even in a lane change.
But if
change.
I can get away from it, I do.
Get away from
it. So I don't look. I don't want to be... Because everybody slows down. It's like, why... I mean, I know you don't want to race by it. But you can see people actually turning and slowing. And that's not, I mean, why do we do, I just
There's no answer to it. It's psychology. It's just,
that.
It is what we, it. I just explained it to you.
Now, the hardest part, though, is if it's somewhere close to my home or somewhere close to where I work or something, it is harder to stop because you think it might be somebody you know.
She's just making a case for more distracted driving is what it is.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I really don't look. I pray for the people.
You look at everything else in your car while you're driving, though.
In my car, maybe.
In the dash, in the console, in the floorboard, behind you. I mean, you're looking for things. You're like, I'm going to need an umbrella when I get out of the car. I'm 15 miles away, but let me start looking. Dude showed up at Rihanna's house like yesterday with a diamond, ready to propose. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he showed up. They arrested him because she's got security.
Well.
As opposed to like Sandra Bullock and other people who just have people in their house and like they have no security. She has security. He showed up ready to propose. He had the diamond, the whole thing. He had ready to drop to a knee. I mean, we're all ready to drop to a knee for Rihanna, but you know, we're not going to show up at the house to do so. It's the Mark and Kim Show at 8:28. There is some... I don't want to say continued fallout, but related news to Chris Hemsworth and his wife, Elsa Pataky, smashing their child's face into a cake. Oh, it's abuse. Mm. Well, a wedding photographer is weighing in on it concerning the wedding cake smash. We'll talk about it. Jack Cinderella snapped on Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station, 8:31 on this Friday morning. So, yeah, Chris Hemsworth and his wife, Elsa Pataky, birthday party, smashed their kid's face into the cake. It's a goof. It's a fun. But everybody's offended by everything anymore, even when they're not offended by things. So, you're abusing your child, and what are you teaching them about violence? And, shut up.
And I said I was in trouble if they're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Because we've done a lot to my kid.
In your multiple weddings, cake smash to the face, either one of you.
I don't see it hardly any. A lot of people just start doing it.
Your two weddings.
My weddings? The first one? No, neither one of them. I said, no, I do not want the cake smash.
So that doesn't mean it didn't happen, though.
Did not happen.
Look at your eyes on.
No, it did not happen.
I'm not having that.
No,
I'm not having it.
Not having it.
My wife got the best of the, quote, cake smash. We didn't really smash, but it did. It ended up in my nostrils, which wasn't fun. But it certainly didn't lead to divorce. A wedding photographer is out there on TikTok saying that the weddings that she's photographed, she said she's done about 200 of them. The cake smash weddings are the ones that end in divorce. Is that true?
If you've made an agreement before the wedding that there will be no cake smash and then there's
Why were you so uptight?
I'm not uptight.
Why were you so uptight?
If you make an agreement, there's not going to be
Why didn't you want the cake
smash? It's a trust issue.
I understand that. How many more times are you going to say it?
Well, it is a trust issue.
Well, I trust you to answer the question. Why didn't you want the cake smash?
Because I don't want it in my nostrils. I didn't want it in my eyes. I don't want it on my dress.
And the very first one that I saw that, the bride got cake all in her eye, basically ruined her makeup. She ran off crying. I didn't see her for like 45 minutes, and they are now divorced. So, yeah, I think it's probably not the best idea to shove cake in each other's faces unless you agree upon that beforehand.
Here's the thing. It shows you everything you need to know about how uptight they are on the day of your wedding. That way you can fly straight to the Bahamas and get a quickie divorce.
No, if you agree ahead of time that there's not going to be a cake smash, then there should be no cake smash.
I thought that was the day of fun.
Well, sometimes it's in the moment, and everybody has a good. I mean, of course, naturally, everybody else has a good time when you do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun. If
you're playing around and then it happens, yes. But I mean, it's not.
What if husband one or husband two? Husband one, of course, you ended up divorcing anyway. But if what if husband two? The fun. Loving Ralph, you know, who blows water into big jugs and stuff. What if he had smashed it? How well would it have gone?
It depends on the moment. It really depends
on
the moment.
Well, you said no, but you already had an agreement in place not to do it. Well, so what if he had done it?
Interrogation. But I feel like if you've agreed that you're not going to do it, you don't do it. Because it's a trust thing.
Okay, so I'm asking, though.
Then it probably wouldn't have gone well because you've agreed that you're not going to do it.
And we know what that means.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't. I mean, I don't think it would have led to divorce right then and there. That's it. You know, I know we just got married, but that's it.
We're going to the Bahamas for the quickie divorce.
You know, no, I don't think that would have. No.
How about can everybody just chill, please?
I'm in a good mood at that point. We've just gotten married. The wedding went well. Right. Everything's great.
You were drunk.
But no, I wasn't.
Oh, that's right. No. You've never been drunk.
But, I mean, we had it. I mean, it's probably okay, but it's a trust issue.
Just quick poll, 6567827. Was there a cake smash at your wedding, and are you still married? Simple as that. We'll share some comments. More cake smashing thoughts, and I guess people are having some issues with it on our Facebook and on our Twitter. What am I trying to say? On
our text.
Our text. Why can't I ever get the word text right? We'll be back with that next. Hang on. My God, what a broadcast. Tweets, texts, Facebook comments are all the same to me on Star 102.1, especially when I'm trying to talk about it. My God, somebody tweeted at me. No, they didn't. They texted us. 656-7827. That's 865. 656-7827. Text in, drop in anytime. We're talking about cake smashing at the wedding. Kim thinks it's a major trust issue. If you've decided to do it, or not do it before the wedding.
Yeah.
Here's the solution. And we'll get into some of your
text is what we're reading.
is you have the pre-wedding cake. Before the reception, before the wedding, you have the cake. You smash the cake in each other's faces. If any of them's butt hurt over it or having a hissy fit over it, boom. You don't get married. See, that's the problem with the cake smash after the wedding. It's after the wedding. Then it has to be a divorce. You can't.
It doesn't have to be.
You can't see somebody show out how they really would be. Because I think you learn a lot. You can. I think you can learn a lot about somebody in the wedding process.
Yeah. Oh, you'd learn a lot about somebody in the wedding process. Sam on here said she would have killed me if I'd come anywhere near her with cake after her makeup had been done.
So you were at her wedding?
No, Sam said that about his wife, his now wife, and they're still married. He didn't come near her.
Was that a good wedding?
I guess it was.
We don't know. And by the way, you know, if somebody could only just take, like, I don't know, you know, all the work out of the wedding. I don't know. Maybe there's a service for that somewhere. Other people Jennifer Kay said, there was a cake smash at our wedding, however, but not between me and my husband. A very intoxicated guest fell into our wedding cake and smashed it. See, you want that to happen at your wedding.
That would be
You
funny.
Want that to
well,
happen.
Well, you talk about it for years to come, that's for sure.
You got a story.
Yeah, you do.
You got a story. Yeah, my brother got up and gave this speech about all the problems my wife and I had had, or girlfriend had had. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Well, we know they've had a lot of problems. And I'm like, what?
Well, you probably had.
What do you mean we probably had? Excuse me, I was speaking to my girlfriend to when she became my fiance, unlike you, who weren't speaking to your boyfriend when he asked to be your husband.
And somebody
could
have said that at our wedding, and it would have been true.
Alexis writes, getting married in October, we're having bet boxes at the cake table to see who gets it worse. Me and my fiance will definitely be doing that. What is bet boxes?
I guess they would just slip in money in different boxes, and whoever...
All right.
It happens to. I don't know.
Sounds like something would happen.
Let's see here. What else? I had Emily writes, I had no cake smash. He did it anyway. We've been married 8 years in September. So it doesn't always lead to, you know, divorce. It's just, and it's fun. It's a goofy, fun thing to do. Don't be uptight. It's cake. It'll wash off. And it's great in the photographs because in 10 years, you're like, look at this. Look at what we did. If you're still mad 2, 5, 10 years later, looking at your pictures of your wedding because you had a little cake on your face that you worked so hard on your makeup.
I probably wouldn't have been mad, it would have been like, you said you wouldn't do this. I asked you not to do this. Don't roll your eyes like that.
That's the least of your concerns of him doing things. I know it's a slippery slope. Well,
no, I'm not saying that. Those
icing,
are your words,
icing,
not mine.
Icing is very good. You're going to hear that brand new Ed Sheeran song as we world premiere it every hour on Star 102.1. Knoxville's number one hit music station. Go to the Star 102.1 app and ring the bell on that song, and we'll let you know when we're going to play it all day. You can always text us your requests, 865-656-7827, as we play the new music first on Star 102.1. Lots of requests for Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense on Star 102.1.
This song catchier than chicken pox is. I bet your house is where my other sock is. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a pop hit. How quickly can you take your clothes off, pop quiz?
So, Sabrina Carpenter herself over there, and I don't quite understand it. It's the story about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, you know, two actors, two directors, two famous people.
Well, we've always heard how close they are together.
And you're like losing your mind the fact that they, at one point in the very early part of their career, they shared a bank account.
While they were in high school. It says they were in high school and they shared a bank account.
You know they're both child actors, right?
I do know that.
Did you know that? Because they broke out in Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
They were adult men at that time.
Yes.
That's a semi-autobiographical portrayal of their youth in Boston and the whole thing. But they were child actors. They've known each other since they were kids. They've been best friends their whole lives.
They grew up together, best friends, joined at the elbows, I know. And they said at one time they shared a bank account together. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine doing that. I mean, it's just...
If they're probably roomies, they probably roomed together.
Oh, they did everything together.
Okay, they were both chasing the same dream. They both wanted to be actors and directors.
Yeah. Ben says that the way they looked at it, he said, we figured as long as one of us had money, we both had money because we were so close.
I'll give an example.
And so they were like, okay,
I'll give an example. I've gone to Cherokee when I was playing poker with people from our group.
With people
of our group, of our group. And we made a pact that we would pool the entire win of the day.
Okay.
So if you won and I lost, then we'd split your winnings and we'd both make out.
Okay.
Or if I won and you lost, or several of us won and several, we would split up the profits at the end of the day.
Okay.
All right? So that's a pool. They created a pool and a bank account.
And I think that, I get that, but it's also kind of weird to me.
Why?
I guess.
If they've got the exact same goal, they're two heads fighting one monster. You know, I think at one point in the story it talks about, I think Matt had earned like 35 grand on some job.
Yeah.
And they put it in the bank and they knew they were going to be good for a year.
He said, we're good to go for a year.
You just got to be very trusting. That would be my problem right there. Just like they may go spend $2,000 here or something.
And you don't know what they're doing. I think that's my problem.
Then you just know that you don't have a best friend.
I think my...
all these things that, people like think that's a bad thing. All these things that reveal character are the best things in the world, because then you find out.
Yeah.
Like when somebody smashes cake in your face at your wedding and they freak out about it, then you found something out about them.
Well, clearly.
Like, it's like when somebody ghosts you.
Clearly, they
you
know.
You know, you found out. You want to find these things out.
Yeah.
Clearly, they know they can trust each other and they have that trust. I think my first marriage really screwed me up because I couldn't have that.
You couldn't have a joint bank account?
I couldn't have done that.
You didn't have a joint bank account?
Not with my, well, with my first husband I did.
Yeah, well,
I didn't with my second.
You don't with your second because of what happened with your
now.
First?
I do now. We have a joint in addition to our separate.
Only took him 25 years to get it, but you know.
Well, yeah. But seriously, but I think it really screwed me up. And when I saw this, I'm like, dang, that's really, it was just, I could see my brother and his best friend doing this all day long. I could see them from high school on doing that.
Then why can't, if they're going to light fires from their buttholes around a campfire,
exactly.
They can certainly combine their finances.
Exactly.
I don't know why it's such a foreign concept. And when one steals from the other, then guess what you don't have anymore?
You don't do that.
You don't
have the trust.
No, you don't. If you'd like to see Charlie Puth in concert for free, you can do it on the Star 102.1 app. Download it, tap on it, and maybe you can experience the Charlie Live thing. It's going to be great in Nashville coming up at the Ascend Amphitheater. Don't be a loser. Sign up now. Charlie Puth. Come down.
I see me got a small wall. As me I wake up, now she did my mind don't walk. Then one day two, one of you folk go was. Now so me I go long, so make me lean go walk.
Got my hand on your heart now, I can feel it race. If I leave then you say you can never love again. Wanna give you it all but can't promise that I'll stay. And that's the risk you take.
Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart. For lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh,
Swift on Star Water 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. Well, you've been craving it. You've been begging for it. You've been asking about it. You've been writing them into McDonald's. You've been tweeting at McDonald's. Everybody, bring back the snack wrap. My wife.
Oh, no, I love the snack wrap.
My wife loved the snack wrap at McDonald's.
I did too.
So disappointed. She loved it. It was on the, like, the dollar menu every once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of bucks at the most. The snack wrap is back.
Is it back now or when is it coming back?
McDonald's snack wrap is back. At Wendy's.
What?
Yes. The McDonald's snack wrap is back at,
make sense.
At Wendy's. Yeah. Wendy's is adding a new grilled chicken ranch wrap with diced chicken, diced grilled chicken, shredded cheddar cheese, romaine lettuce, ranch sauce, and a warm tortilla wrap, a.k.a. the McDonald's snack wrap.
I guess I'm heading to Wendy's.
For $6.29.
Okay, no, I'll make it at home.
$6.
No.
And 29 cents.
I love the snack wrap, but I'm not paying $6.
It says Wendy's wrap is slightly different than McDonald's version because the chain, quote, didn't want to mess around with McBland snack wrap dupe. So that's their chief marketing officer's.
It was on the dollar menu at McDonald's, and they're charging $6
for
it.
There was a while. I kid you not. I think she would get it like $1 or $2, I think, at the very most, and just like, why do you take?
I loved it.
Like, they take away popular items. I don't understand. You know, I like that they're going to emulate McDonald's snack wraps on the Wendy's menu
and charge $6.
Maybe
we
get McDonald's to like emulate the In-N-Out burger, or maybe we can get Wendy's to emulate the Shake Shack burger or something. Oh. I will have to say this. Say what you will about marketing. I have died over the last couple of weeks just listening. Have you heard Square's the Beef yet?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was the original Where's the Beef was Wendy's, right?
Uh-huh.
Where's the Beef? Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
That old lady, Where's the Beef? In the old commercials.
Mm-hmm.
How did it take 40 years to figure out that because Wendy's sells a square burger, because unless I'm just missing it over the last bunch of years, I think Square's the Beef is like their new marketing campaign, and it's awesome.
It is.
Square's the Beef.
It is.
It harkens back to their most famous phrase of all time.
It's awesome.
And it's square.
Uh-huh.
Square's the Beef. I mean, it's, oh my God, I don't know who came up with
it's
that.
It's awesome.
I might claim it.
Claim it.
I'll write it into a diary from like 5 years ago.
Own it.
Square's the Beef.
Date it. Stamp it.
You know, patent it, the whole thing. That's just, I love that. It's so funny. So yeah. We can just get them making a better burger, you know. Job interview. Look, it's time for real home internet. Fast, reliable internet on the Xfinity 10G network so everyone can be online during peak hours. Now through April 23rd, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet and Xfinity mobile for just $50 a month for 2 years during our Xfinity 10G network launch celebration. Go to Xfinity.com/10G or call 1-800-XFINITY to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity mobile requires Xfinity internet service. Reduced mobile speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage, data thresholds may vary.